Hello, this is Victor Nyawichi, listening to Clubhouse and Podcast.
Not that cricket. Clubhouse In Podcast. My name is Larry Quiderai. It's such a pleasure to be here for another episode of the Clubhouse In Podcast. And I've got a special one. At the end of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Qualifier 2023, I had an exclusive interview with the Zimbabwe Cricket Chairman, that is Thabengwa Mkhutlane, Honorable Thabengwa Mkhutlane. We talked about a wide range of things in a quick short 9-minute interview, but it's packed with so much ammunition and there's so much gusto and excitement about the future of Zimbabwe cricket. And I'm going to share it with you shortly, the conversation I had. But I want to talk about today's partner. That is the Windy app. You can get it on Google Play and the App Store. But it is a super app. You can book a taxi, order food, groceries, and much more. And for me, I use it for the first one. A lot of using for a taxi because, one, the service is very easy to use. The app is a very easy app to use. And it's also very affordable in terms of the rates, both in Zimbabwe dollars and US dollars. So it's one of those apps that just works. It just gets me anywhere I want to go. As the payoff line says, izinto zonke in one. So I urge you, just get it on the Google Play or App Store. And currently there is a promotion that is taking place. And if you go, there is a discount code. Whenever you order, you click apply discount code and you get a discount. This is for a limited period. But do go ahead and use the service. Windy app is available for you to download and be able to book a ride. Also, if you go to their website, wingitwindy.com, you can register as a driver and you can make money with your own vehicle. There's stringent tests that take place, so make sure your stuff is sorted. But otherwise, thank you to our partner, that is Windy app. So, going on to the show, and let's have a chat with Thabengwa Mkhutlane. I'm here with the chairman of Zimbabwe Cricket. After Zimbabwe Cricket has hosted a very successful ICC Men's Cricket World Cup qualifier, Zimbabwe did not qualify, but it's a very successful tournament, isn't it?
Yes, and congratulations to all Zimbabweans for a successful event and obviously showcasing our country as we've always done, and to all the volunteers, and a big thank you to the ICC, and of course to our government. All the exemptions from the various ministries, all the support from all the ministries, Minister of Home Affairs, Minister of Information, Minister of Sport, Minister of Finance, Minister of Local Government, they've all played their part. And I'm very proud of what we can do as a nation. And I think all the foreigners who came here, fans, media, and particularly the players and officials, have enjoyed their stay in Zimbabwe.
And looking at it, the fact that a lot of people think of Zimbabwe as just supporting Zimbabwe, there were a lot of matches in which Zimbabweans went and watched neutral matches.
Today, we have Sri Lanka and Netherlands, and the Castle Corner was alive. For me, it shows that the cricket culture is alive, is here. And not only is it alive, the fans, they actually understand the game and they understand the spirit of cricket. That's why we've seen, as you said, Zimbabweans coming to support teams outside Zimbabwe playing.
And during the tournament, the matches in Zimbabwe had oversubscription, and I had people coming to me like, "Hey, Zimbabwe, over in ZG." What does that do for enhancement of the understanding of the game?
Very important. For me, it goes to show what we can do if we do well. And it goes to show that people, they follow a good product. And I think we're at a stage where we have a decent product. Yes, we would have wanted to qualify. That would have kept the 3 weeks of good cricket. But the fact that people are coming, they're coming to learn cricket right from the stands, it shows that we are doing something right. to popularize the game, to make the people attracted to the game, which is important for the development of the game.
And T10 coming up?
That's very important for the fans. I think after the heartbreak of not qualifying, it's important that we have T10, which is likely to be day and night. We at the final stages of putting our lights here, and I encourage all the fans to come in and enjoy the shortest version of the game and fill up the stadium at Harare Sports Club.
Tell me about the NPL and why it's so important to the development of Zimbabwe's game.
You recall that our administration, our focus has been to resuscitate club cricket. We can only see the level of cricket that we've seen in the past 3 weeks by our team improving when we've got a proper club structure and a proper first-class structure. So NPL is our premier tournament in terms of getting clubs to play cricket. So very important. I would love to see fans coming to watch NPL. We need to do more fan engagement and getting fans to know their teams and identify with heroes in NPL going forward.
And for you, you're saying you identify with heroes. Reality, the fans have seen their heroes in this team. Are you saying this is a commitment to saying that we need to make more heroes and there is a strategy behind that?
Of course. Remember, we have got the 2026 Under-19 World Cup that we are host. We've got the 2027 Men's Cricket World Cup that we are co-hosting with South Africa and Namibia. So for me, a stage has been set for us to have a proper 4-year strategy into the Under-19 and into the main World Cup. We have reason to sit down the whole nation, not only Zimbabwe cricket. This is not about us, the whole nation, media, the clubs, the provinces, the schools, the coaches, the fans, and say, what brand of cricket do we want to see in 2027? What do we want to see in 2026 when it was the under-19s? From 2018 up to today, it's been largely us as Zimbabwe cricket. Mm. But I think given the support that we have received from everyone, let's make it a national program where we are saying, because at the end of the day, this is the one sport that we have realized that actually we can go to the World Cup. We can actually qualify to the World Cup. So why not make it a national project? Why not listen to everyone?
My question I'll ask is like, what are we doing to make sure that the game is available in Chipinge, in Beitbridge, and a kid in Beitbridge can dream of playing for the national team?
Precisely my point, that when I said all the ministries that took part, we need the Minister of Education, primary and secondary schools to be part of this program because that's the breeding ground. That's how I get to Chipinge. I need a primary school in Chipinge where cricket is played. I need a primary school in Gokwe. I need a primary.
Is that happening?
We have cricket Ekaya, but like, again, this has been Zimbabwe cricket on its own. Going out there, it has to be a national program.
Okay.
After such a successful event, it must have spoken to someone to say, how do we help Zimbabwe cricket go national? I can't do it alone. I need everyone. I need the systems to be activated. We have done our part as a national sports association, but we now need a national agenda that says, what do we do with cricket in schools? So it's everyone. It's everyone, to be honest.
And then finally, Sean Williams, his contribution nominated for the ICC Men's Player of the Month, made incredible runs, player of the tournament. What do you say about his performance?
Remember, Sean almost retired, made an official statement, booked an interview, and Zimbabwe cricket refrained him from retiring. It's because we know what he can deliver. We know what a player he can be. And I think he must be very disappointed that he scored 600 runs and still didn't make it to the World Cup. But congratulations to Sean. He has fought many battles on and off the field and has always come tops. And we're very proud of what he does for the team, when he gets in the middle. Even when you give him the ball, he does it very well, and I'm very happy and very proud of what he has done. And I think it goes to show, the role of senior players in the team. What they're supposed to, we've always said it.
Yes.
If you're a senior player, you don't show it by age. You show it by taking wickets, show it by scoring runs. And I think they've all come to the party. Raza has done his part. Chatara has done his part. Sean has done his part, man of the tournament, player of the tournament. Craig has done his part. That's what we look forward when we have got senior players in the team. And once again, well done to Sean and congratulations.
Final confidence that Zimbabwe cricket is going forward?
Yes, I think as many have said that us not qualifying is different from us not qualifying this time around is different from us not qualifying in 2018, because this has left hope. So we're looking forward to planning for the next events that I've mentioned, 2026 under 19 and the 2027 Main World Cup.
All the best.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thanks, Larry.
So yes, that's the voice of Zimbabwe cricket chairman Thabo Mkhwanazi there. Wide ranging interview. I was very impressed with some of the insights he's got, especially the one where he says he needs support, and for example, building schools in certain areas and being able to put facilities there, and then the growth of cricket is just, it has to be beyond Zimbabwe cricket itself. And I think corporates should also be hearing themselves there. And what he said about Sean Williams says, and the work that is already being done in preparation for the 2026-2027 event, the brand of cricket that Zimbabwe wants to play. So, yeah, make of what you will of it. Just get in touch with me on Twitter at QuiddyRai. That's my personal one. It's got a YI at the end. But this podcast is brought to you by Three Men on a Boat. There's Three Men on a Boat. It's all in letters on Twitter, on Facebook as well. On Instagram is 3mob.com. The 3 is a digit. The rest is MOBDOTCOM. And the website is www.3-mob.com. The 3 is a digit. And yeah, otherwise take care of yourself and the people that you love. My name is Larry Quidadai. As I say, from where I come from, I see recess events. And take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.